This is Dakota Datebook for February 17th. North Dakota winters have been described as consistently very cold, with January and February typically the coldest months. This comes as no surprise to North Dakotans, who often take a certain pride in thriving in such a severe environment. Daytime temperatures tend to hover between the teens and the mid-20s, while nighttime temperatures dip into the minus 10 to minus 20 degree range, and sometimes fall to minus 40. The year 1936 began with an extreme cold and then got worse. It was defined by an extraordinary cold spell, even by North Dakota standards. On this date, in 1936, partial North Dakota reported a state and national record low of minus 60 degrees. The unusually cold weather stretched from the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes, with nine states recording record lows. North Dakota sat squarely in the middle of it. While partial claimed the record, no one in the state escaped the misery. Temperatures of minus 42, minus 46, and minus 43 were common. Nothing was easy in the extreme cold. The simplest daily chores became major productions. Going shopping meant venturing out into dangerous weather. Those who relied on automobiles were often out of luck, as cars simply wouldn't start. With no way of knowing how long the cold would last, families cut back on meals to stretch their supplies. Even when people reached a store, shelves were often nearly empty. Staying warm? Well, that was another challenge. Homes were poorly insulated, and families gathered in a single room, closing off the rest of the house to conserve heat. People layered their clothing, huddled together, and pulled out every comforter and quilt they owned. And the isolation took its toll. Many families had no outside contact for weeks. Schools closed, railroads ground to a halt, and the mail went undelivered. The severe cold finally began to ease as February ended, and March arrived. Fargo reached the relatively balmy temperature of 32 degrees on March 1st. The warming, however, brought new problems. Avalanches struck the Pacific Northwest, and melting snow and thawing ground caused widespread flooding along rivers and affected areas. North Dakotans sighed with relief, unaware that Mother Nature was not finished yet. On July 6, 1936, the state recorded a high temperature of 121 degrees. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.